The Taste of Buffalo is coming up this weekend in downtown Buffalo, both Saturday and Sunday. Here to talk about it is the chair of this year's event, Laura Jacobs. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Laura, let's talk about what to expect this weekend. In some ways, it seems like you don't have to do a whole heck of a lot other than hope that there's really good weather. As long as there's food there, people come. But nonetheless, the Taste of Buffalo changes a little bit every year. What to expect this year?
Sure. Well, this year we have 57 restaurants and food trucks, 13 of which are new. And we also have 10 shade spaces presented by New Era that are set up throughout the festival grounds. So you can enjoy your food underneath a tent at a cocktail table. So with the bright, sunny skies, sometimes you need a little bit of shade down there in Delaware.
What about building up for this event? This is your first year as the chairperson for the event. For you, do you remember your first time going to the Taste of Buffalo?
I do. It was actually many years ago on Main Street, when we used to have it along Main Street. And actually, this year actually marks 10 years since we've been on Delaware Avenue and around Niagara Square in downtown.
Well, so then you have a great feel for the comparison between the two. What are the upside? What's the upside of being over on Delaware?
There's a lot more room, and there's not the Metro Rail tracks, for strollers and people walking. We don't have to worry about those. But it's just a great backdrop to have City Hall, which is one of Buffalo's iconic buildings, right there in the backdrop for the taste.
And you did mention Metro Rail, and I know that is one of the key things that is often pushed when it comes to downtown events. Let's talk about some of the logistics of those who want to attend the Taste of Buffalo. What are some of your suggestions for them?
One of the main things we recommend is visit tasteofbuffalo.com. It's our website. We have our festival guide up there with a map and menu items, so you can kind of plan your way before you even come down to the event.
One of the big parts of the Taste of Buffalo every year, these awards, which if somebody wins one, you will see it on their front door, front window, on their menus for years to come. Let's talk about the awards and what goes into selecting those awards.
Sure, Jay. We have 15 awards that are determined on Saturday morning. There is a group of judges made up of local media personalities, elected officials, key sponsors, and other special guests that go around and get to try all of the food offerings at the Taste, and then bring it back, and we, tally and award things as best dessert, best meat item, independent health, their healthy options. They give away 3 awards for that as well. And then the restaurants will share, and they do notice an uptick in their traffic on Sunday if they're an award winner. So we usually always tell them, if you went on Saturday, plan to bring more of that item with you on Sunday.
The Taste of Buffalo is this weekend. This year's chair is Laura Jacobs. She joins us by phone this morning. Laura, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.